this week, Jack, let's talk about some of the consequences of governing on deadline, specifically the Roads Bill that passed at the very, very end of this last lame duck session. It's the measure that puts this ballot question to voters in May, whether to raise the state sales tax to pay for roads. But with the dust settling and a closer look, Jack, it appears it could actually cost taxpayers $100 million more in federal income taxes.
Well, I'd call it more governing out of cowardice. The legislature was unwilling to raise our taxes to fix the roads. Everybody knows we have to fix the roads, so they asked us to do it ourselves. And then this week, Patrick Anderson, the head of the Anderson Economic Group, came up and said that he thought that it would cost us more money because the registration fees would no longer be deductible because it would be changing what kind of tax they were. They'd become an excise tax. Now, the governor disputes that. It's sort of curious because Anderson is normally sort of a supporter of Republicans and sort of on the Republican
conservative side.
And there's conflicting reports. One report said he did this for an undisclosed client. Anderson himself said he did it just because he was interested in it. But this certainly hurts, and it seems to me very unlikely now. I know this is more than 3 months ahead. Very unlikely now that this proposal will pass.
Right. So there's that. And then there was this news quickly after hearing about this economic analysis. We find out that a big lobbying firm that was going to head up the efforts to get this passed in May has backed out.
Well, that's interesting, too. This is the Truscott-Rossman Group. It's a bipartisan firm, one of the few bipartisan lobbying firms. They said they had sort of creative differences with the governor about how to do this, but I'm a little suspicious that they don't want to be on the losing side of something. It's not good for a firm like that to throw their energies into something that's a loser. They may do it if there's enough money, but, you know, this was not a good week for Governor Snyder and not a good week for those who think that we have to fix the roads by whatever means necessary.
Right, and poll data also out this week, a sort of hat trick of bad news for this ballot shows that it is a rocky start among likely 2016 voters.
What happens is that, in fact, likely 2016 voters would be more likely to support it. We're going to get a very small pool of people voting in May. And these polls traditionally show these proposals well ahead and then they fall behind. So based on everything and based on past practice of Michigan voters, I would be astonished at this point if Proposal 1 makes it.
Well, and there's this idea among many pollsters and folks who try to get ballots passed that going in, you need somewhere of about 60% approval of a ballot if you want to feel good going into Election Day. And it looks like they're nowhere near to that as of right now.
It's very hard for me to see how they're going to get to that point unless they promise to give everybody $100 or a free puppy if they show up at the polls. It is, there are different constituencies. Now, Democrats really want this because it also restores the earned income tax credit, but the sad irony is that the people who are most affected by that are also the least likely to vote in a May election. So we'll just have to see. By the way, this election is costing the state north of $10 million, so there is already some mumbling that the best thing to do would be for the legislature just to do its job now and come up with a way to fix the roads by legislative action.
So, Jack, is sort of the moral of this story, given though the story's ending may not be written until the first week in May, but it seems like it might just be careful what gets passed on deadline or out of, as you say, cowardice.
Well, I think the moral of this story is that we have a representative government and they need to do their jobs, and those jobs sometimes include making difficult decisions. Everybody agrees that the longer we wait to fix the roads, the more damage it does not only to our cars, but our economy. And yet, our elected representatives have been unwilling to come up with a way to do it.
Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, joins us Saturday mornings to take a look at the week's news. Jack, as always, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.